Welcome to WDOT News. Now with World News is Carmen.
Hi, my name is Brandon, and today I will be reporting about World News. Recently, Donald Trump took his seat as the President of the United States, already implementing many new policies. He promises to make the border more secure and stop illegal aliens from entering the country. He also said he will make an effort to calm down the inflation currently in America. China's new advanced DeepSeek AI is already banned in some countries' government phones, like in Australia, because some of security risks. DeepSeek AI is like ChatGPT in the sense where it is a conversational AI, but it is much more advanced and can access more information than ChatGPT can, which is made by America. In Gaza, three new hostages were released from Israel and being sent home. This is because of the temporary ceasefire that Israel has implemented. Now with internet or national news, here tenders.
The trade tensions escalate as China retaliates against President Trump's recent 10% tariffs on Chinese imports by imposing their own tariffs on U.S. goods, including coal, liquefied natural gas, and large engine cars. Additionally, China has initiated an antitrust investigation into Google, further straining relations. Meanwhile, President Trump has reached a last-minute agreement with Canada and Mexico, pausing the implementation of a proposed 25% tariff on goods for 30 days to prevent the trade war. Both countries have committed to deploying 10,000 troops to their borders to curb the flow of migrants and drugs into the United States. In technology news, NVIDIA's latest GeForce RTX 5080 and 5090 graphics cards sold out rapidly after the release last week. The quick depletion of stock across physical and online retailers in the United States has led to a speculation that NVIDIA may have had limited units available initially. On the political front, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s contentious nomination for U.S. Health Secretary has advanced to a full Senate vote despite concerns over his anti-vaccine stance. And now with business news, here's Manny.
As of this morning, the stock prices are as follows. The Dow is up 0.07%, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, Apple up 1.13%, Berkshire Hathaway up 0.25%, the Walt Disney Company down 0.25%, Home Depot down 0.2%, Nike up 0.29%, and Starbucks also up 0.81%. Contrastingly, Verizon is down 0.75%, and similarly, Microsoft is down 0.73%. In recent news, NVIDIA stock has crashed, and as of last Monday, it has tanked, falling more than 17% and losing nearly $600 billion off its market cap. As investors digested the new growing popularity of a new cost-effective AI model, it has fallen from the U.S. stock market, and this Chinese startup is known as DeepSeek. NVIDIA considered itself to be the world leader in accelerated computing with AI, and it created technology like robots and self-driving cars that could perceive the world around them. But now it has been replaced and seemingly forgotten.
Over in Vallejo, California, Curtis Lind has been killed after a second murder attempt. Back in 2022, Curtis Lind was stabbed with a samurai sword, survived, but lost an eye. Attacked again on January 17th, Curtis Lind is now dead. Maximilian Snyder, a data scientist who went to Oxford, was charged for the crime. Over in Burlington, Vermont, another data scientist named Therese Youngblood was charged with being connected to a shooting of a Canadian border patroller, which took place on January 20th. She and her passenger, Felix Backholt, got pulled over because of a complaint that they had been seen in all black clothing with firearms. Youngblood pulled a gun on the police, killing both the officer and her passenger. Now it's sports, here's Holden.
With the big game coming up this week, and it's the Eagles taking on the Chiefs, more on that later. Now, moving on to the NBA, the trade deadline is also quickly approaching, with a big trade between the Dallas Mavericks and the Lakers. The blockbuster trade included Luka Doncic being sent to the Lakers and Anthony Davis being sent to the Mavericks. After a long offseason in the MLB, spring training is starting soon, with a big certain name still up for grabs. Pete Alonso rejected a 3-year, $70 million offer from the Mets and is still not with the team. Now, as the NHL trade deadline is coming up, a major three-way trade between the Blackhawks, Avalanche, and Hurricanes, with stars like Mikko Rantanen going to the Hurricanes, which is exactly what they need for the push for the playoffs, with the big loser being the Blackhawks, losing a third-round pick and their third-best player in Taylor Hall. Also, the Rangers made a move with the Vancouver Canucks to acquire JT Miller, who was on the 2014 team that lost in the Cup Finals for Filipino, becoming the second player on the Kid Line traded. Now with the Super Bowl preview, it's game.
On Sunday, February 9th, is the biggest game of the NFL season. The Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs will looking to win their third straight Super Bowl, which will make history for the NFL. To do this, the Chiefs will have to beat the Philadelphia Eagles, who are fighting for revenge against the Chiefs as they lost them in the Super Bowl just 2 years ago. However, this time the Eagles will have superstar running back Saquon Barkley, who had over 2,000 rushing yards this season, which only a handful of running backs have ever done. Key players in this game for the Eagles include previously mentioned superstar running back Saquon Barkley, star quarterback Jalen Hurts, DPOY candidate Zach Bond, and the Eagles rookie cornerbacks Cooper DeJean, who is not a safety, and Quinyon Mitchell. For the Chiefs, the key players are superstar quarterback Patrick Mahomes, superstar tight end Travis Kelce, and their whole defense needs to stop Saquon Barkley and force Jalen Hurts to throw the ball, which could help lead the Chiefs to a victory. Another thing important to note is the superstar coaching that both teams have, with the Eagles having Nick Sirianni, Kellen Moore, and Vic Fangio. And for the Chiefs, it is Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo. This game is going to be a hard-fought battle, with the Chiefs being slightly favored, but it is truly anyone's game. Now over to Rowan for entertainment news.
Sunday, February 2nd, a memorable Grammys took place. We had some of incredible performances, wins, and speeches. The best rap album went to the icon herself, Doechii, for the album Alligator Bites Never Heal. She was the third woman ever to win the best rap album Grammy, and she was alongside Miss Lauryn Hill, Cardi B, and now herself. Sabrina Carpenter won the Best Vocal Album Grammy, and Chapel Roan clinched the Best New Artist Award. Roan gave a speech calling out record labels, saying, "We got you, but do you got us?" Kendrick Lamar won 5 Grammys for Not Like Us, shocking the musical community, with the Record of the Year and the Song of the Year. He's having quite the 2025 with the upcoming Super Bowl halftime performance with R&B star SZA. Moving on with SZA, the Grammy Award-winning artist just released a comedy movie with co-star Kiki Palmer called One of Them Days. She's gotten amazing reviews and showcased her acting skills for the first time ever. She is amazing. Now, moving on to Weber with Dangle.
The weather today on February 4th is sunshine along with some cloudy intervals. There will be a high of 40 degrees Fahrenheit. There is no rain with the sun shining bright with more beautiful days to come. The next 2 days, it will be in the 40s with rain falling towards the night. After the historically cold January in America, people all over the country are happy to be closer to the usual temperatures. The average temperature over the nation was 31.8 degrees Fahrenheit during January, which is colder than when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock across the face at the Oscars. In the month of February, there is expected to be a couple days of snow. This hypes up students to believe that there may be some snow days. Also during February, the projected temperature will be in the 40s. With 2 days ago, it being Groundhog's Day, the famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, who projected 6 more weeks of winter. This means every day of February may feel the same, just like the movie of the same name. But the famous film is better than the actual day. Now with Schreiber News, here's Emma.
Here at Schreiber, we've had a very eventful past couple of weeks. Most notably, there has been no heat in the A or B wing for approximately 2 weeks. Space heaters and ceiling mounting units are still in classrooms, and for now, that's a step in the right direction. The National Honor Society and the National Art Honor Society have held an amazing fundraiser bringing Broadway performers in from New York City for Broadway Across the Bay. As the second semester begins, I wish everyone luck, and now with human interest, Schiffer.
This January, a couple's baby was born in a Krispy Kreme parking lot in Alabama during a winter storm. While heading to the hospital, the baby's head started poking out, so the couple pulled over into a Krispy Kreme parking lot. Due to the 11 inches of snow, the donut shop was closed, so they were the only ones there. Somehow, they were still able to have their baby safely. Once the owner found out about this miraculous situation, he decided to award the family free donuts for a year and free birthday parties for baby Dallas until he is grown up. Do you think he should be awarded anything else? Dallas is also the first person ever to have his place of birth as Krispy Kreme. Dallas will have a sweet life ahead. Talking about weird birthplaces, Dr. Hassan Khan delivered a healthy baby girl after a fellow passenger went into labor while on a plane from Jordan to London. And now with Offbeat News is Steven.
Florida man attacks his roommate with a bologna sandwich. This man, who is on probation, has a history of attacks, but not like this. You might be thinking to yourself, who the hell would use a bologna sandwich as a weapon? However, we are talking of a Florida man here. Florida man robs same Dollar General twice, blames voices in head. The man named Pringle has robbed an employee working at the time 2 years earlier. "We are not going to do this again," said the employee. "Yes, we are," Florida Man said.
Thanks for listening to WDOT News.